Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. We kick off today's show with Tony Michaels, the president and CEO of the Parade Company, and he's here today to talk about the Ford Fireworks coming to Detroit on June 22nd. Tony, the Ford Fireworks basically kick off summer in the city.
Yeah, they really do. June 22nd, people will say to me, "Ann, you know, why so early?" Well, we kick off summer, and all the cities around our state have fireworks on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July. So we've really taken this, to a position of let's kick off summer, let's make it great. And so, yeah, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. I've said that before, haven't I?
Well, Tony, you say it every year, but I got to tell you, every year it is bigger and better than the year before. How do you do that?
Well, we have 24 minutes to work with, but that doesn't limit us to how many actual fireworks we can cram in. And I can tell you this year, it is simply full. Stick around for the whole show when you're downtown. Take it in because it is going to be a pretty spastic, beautiful, amazing show. It really is.
And don't you pick out the music personally, Tony?
I do. I start working on it almost right after the show, and I make notes, and then I have papers, and then as we get into January, I have them on my kitchen island. My wife says, "Get these out of here." But what I try to do is hit every genre, from Motown to country and so on, rock and roll. It's older and newer. It's really interesting, and then I work with Patrick Barreau, the choreographer from Zambelli. And the show is pretty much laid out and is synced to the music.
That's incredible.
It's a really fun show, as you know. And this year, it's going to be so much more. It really is.
So the theme this year, Detroit, go for launch. How did you come up with that?
Well, if you think about the beginning of the show, we fly the helicopters down the Detroit River with the Canadian and the American flags, and we play the anthems. And then we have a segment, which is right before the broadcast in WDIV, where they say, barge one, ready.
Yes.
Barge
yes.
Two, go. WDIV, go. Parade company, fire. And it's become like one of those crazy things that people love.
It's dramatic. I love it, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And so we just said, let's just do that this year. Let's go for launch. So it just seemed like great fun. It really did. And I have to tell you, one year, somehow, we missed the countdown. People were calling me the next day going, "What happened?" And I'm like, "It didn't play." And they're like, "Are you kidding me?" And I'm like, "No, geez, that will never happen again."
No, I imagine it will not. And you've got this incredible support from many people in the community. But let's talk about the Ford support. Mary Culler, president of Ford Philanthropy, they have been incredible with regard to these Ford fireworks.
They really have. The title sponsor, and we're so fortunate. Mary and her team at Ford Philanthropy are really amazing, and we thank Mary and team and the Ford family and everything Ford does in the community, and they're so involved in the parade itself, presented by Gardner White, with Hobnobble Gobble and the official car, the truck pulling the floats in the parade, and a float. We're very fortunate, and we really are, and what a great team they have over at Ford. They really do. We also have an amazing group of next-tier sponsors, which include Rocket, Dan Gilbert and his team, Huntington Bank, Mott Children's Hospital, DTE, and we're just so, so fortunate that they're all around to help us out and to team up with Ford on helping us pull off this great event.
And you know this, too, because, Tony, you work on the Ford fireworks. You also do work around the year on the incredible parade. This community really gives back. The businesses are amazing.
Yeah, they really, really do. And they're always there for you as long as you're there for them. I mean, it does
sure.
come into play where right. we have this commitment here at the Parade Company with this amazing team that we have here to over-deliver for every single company, person, foundation that does something with us. And we live by that. And it's necessary. It really is. Because if somebody's going to partner with you, you've got to over deliver in a partnership back. That's what we believe.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Let's talk a little bit about the Ford Fireworks rooftop fundraiser. Do you still have tickets or tables available, Tony Michaels?
We have so many tables. We're up to 250 tables up there. Oh. We have about 3 tables available, which, you know, you simply go to theparade.org and reach Carol Ann Barb, and you can buy one of those tables for $3,500. And you know, Ann, it's one special place. It's the best summer party going.
It's a lot of fun.
There's nothing like it. Food all night, and you can touch the fireworks, music playing, and it's pretty spectacular for the young kids, too, with all the games and activities that we have lined up to keep them busy while they wait.
Well, Tony, it's kind of like a carnival, really.
It is. That whole lower level, it is heavy-duty busy for kids. They can do every possible fun thing they've ever dreamt of, shooting basketballs, face painting, doing weird science, dancing, you name it, Ann. We've got it going.
Let's talk a little bit about logistics. What kind of advice do you have for our listeners on how to view these fireworks, best spots?
Well, you need to come down early. You really do. Hart Plaza is a fabulous place to watch. They will start letting people into Hart Plaza at 2 p.m. So you want to get down there early, get in that line. When Hart Plaza is full, it is full. And the Detroit Police Department makes the call. And I should say how amazing they have been with Chief Bettison and his team. None of this happens without the best police force in America. None of this. But Hart Plaza is fabulous to watch. Then there's so many areas around downtown, but also Belle Isle. They open up Belle Isle for cars to cross the bridge at 2 o'clock. When they take 3,000 cars onto Belle Isle, they will close the car path over the bridge. And then you can walk over to Belle Isle and watch the show. And that literally, the 3,000 cars, Ann, are in there by 5 or 5:30 every year.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is. But then there's so many other places. And there are people who set up chairs down Michigan Avenue. I mean, you think about this. It's so high up in the sky and all. There's so many places to go. I talked to somebody who was out in Pontiac. They go up on a hill, and they watch the show from this hill.
Seriously? And they can see them, Tony?
They can see them. Yeah. Yeah. I was blown away.
Yeah.
No pun intended. No pun intended.
Now, what about on the water? Can boaters also, in the past, I've seen boaters out there.
Yeah, absolutely. They put a barrier up, the Coast Guard. They put a barrier up, and, you know, they can't go past a certain point. But there are so many boats. It's great from a boat. I did it years ago. And it is fabulous, and you can pipe in the music, you know, both in WDIV and, I may add, this year on WJR, playing the music. So can I run an ad for you?
Absolutely. I'd love that.
If you are downtown, you definitely want to take a player and a speaker system. I will say we are going to pipe the music into Hart Plaza, but if you're not in Hart Plaza, take something down to listen to the music because the show is choreographed to that music, and go to WJR, and they're going to be playing it live right during the show.
And, you know, Tony, you're absolutely right about that. I think the best way to do it is you've got your phone, right? Everybody's got a phone these days.
Mm-hmm.
Just download the app. Download the WJR app, and then as the show is just about to start, have it ready to go. You're right. It'll be really cool. But anybody who's on site, that's the perfect way.
It is. It really is, because it is choreographed, and you miss out a little bit. I mean, look, the fireworks are the star.
Sure.
There's no question.
Right.
But when you hear the music, and specifically the beginning and the end this year, the music and what we have planned, it's going to be pretty touching, and it's going to be pretty bombastic. I can tell you that.
And I would assume that, Tony, is because you're celebrating America's 250th.
I didn't say that, but we have. But in all honesty, we have not taken on that task of the 250th. But you are going to hear some things in the show and some stuff, which I'm not going to share. It's all a secret. It's going to be pretty touching and pretty cool.
You have to be there, right? You got to get there.
Yes, you do. Yes, and also if you can't make it down, our great partners at WDIV do such an amazing job with the broadcast right up from the party. So if you buy one of those 3 or 4 tables that are left, out of the 250, you're going to see WDIV, their celebrities doing the broadcast right from the party.
Yeah, it's a great behind-the-scenes look. Now, you mentioned you got to get there early. Talk a little bit about traffic flow and freeway closures, Tony Michaels.
Yeah, the Detroit Police Department, along with Michigan State Police, they set 6 o'clock as the closing time to come down. Unless it's a little lighter, then they'll keep it open longer on the highway. I can tell you, it varies. When we have a rain warning, it's a later arriving crowd,
okay,
you know, because they want to make sure it's all good, which it always is, right? And we always get through.
Yes, we do.
And if it's a beautiful day, people come down much earlier. So you have to kind of play it by ear. But they do hold on to that right to close those roads at 6 o'clock. So come down early and don't get caught like that. If you're coming to the party, simply 75 south onto 375, you make a right on Jefferson. And you make a left on Bobby into the water and make a right around to the garage. It's so simple. And then leaving downtown, the Detroit Police Department has made it so great for people. They really have. They realize how important this event is for our city and our state. And they're there for us the whole way. They really are.
And, you know, I can attest to that. It is not that hard to leave the fireworks, the traffic flow.
No.
And the police, they have it down to a science, Tony.
They really do. They are amazing. We do safety summits.
Sure.
Our second one is June 9th. And everyone's in the room. There's 100 different law enforcement people, from Homeland to Border to Coast Guard, Detroit Police Department, of course, Michigan State Police. Everybody is together. Everyone collaborates. It is amazing what is pulled off that night. It really is.
Tony Michaels, President and CEO of the Parade Company, thank you for the time today, and I cannot wait for this celebration.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Atwater Brewery has a new owner, but it's someone who is quite familiar with the brand. We'll tell you all about it.